Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. My pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from New York City. Midtown Manhattan is where I am right now, and coming to you live from the Big Apple. And so if it sounds different than it does when I'm in my regular environs, notice I didn't say normal. I never use that word around here. It doesn't apply to us at all, normal. But anyway, when I'm back to regular, we've got a little different connection. But when I'm on the road, it's different. And so if it sounds different, that's the reason. Anyway, looking forward to having a great visit with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly is an original member of the Brain Trust. The only person more original than Beverly is me. And she's been with us a long time now, way, way over 10 years. She is one of the world's experts on home-based businesses, on micropreneuring, on getting your business dug out of the dirt day one at the kitchen table, that kind of thing. And she is the 2002 Small Business Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, the national award she received. She is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute and my good friend, Beverly Williams. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's always my pleasure to be with you, no matter where you are.
I appreciate it. It's good to have you here. Isn't it great? Isn't it? If you love technology, if you love being mm-hmm. able to leverage your business model in exciting ways, isn't it great to think that we have the technology, the ability to do what we do today? And I'm not just talking about my stuff. I mean, think about the entrepreneurs that you work with, Beverly, mm-hmm. that are able to you're able to actually say, okay, how about this? How about that? Which are leveraging ideas, ways that they can grow quicker, more efficiently, put more money on the bottom line. It's an exciting time, isn't it?
It really is. The technology is, of course, always what has spurred this home-based business movement, which I'll still call it a movement.
Yep.
Although it's just become such a common thing that nobody recognizes it as a movement anymore.
Well, it's not an experiment anymore.
No, it's not.
20 years ago, when you and I were home-based,
yeah.
when I was still home-based, maybe I should say, it was kind of an experiment almost in those days. Mm-hmm. But it's not an experiment, but it's still a movement because there's still some, you know, there's still some wrinkles to work out.
Yes, there are. And you know what's even more exciting is that the rest of the world really is catching up with this micropreneurs.
Yeah.
I'm excited about going to a workshop in about 2 weeks. It's being put on by our state's Department of Business, and they are...
In Maryland there, which,
in
then,
Maryland.
By the way, they have Maryland. Maryland is very entrepreneurial friendly.
Yes, it is. And
yeah.
One of the things they're doing is they've now brought the green model down for the micropreneur. And I'm going to a workshop to help people understand how in their tiny little micropreneur businesses they can be green as well. So
yeah.
You know, it's just wonderful the things that are now being recognized for micropreneurs. And
do you have an example of green micropreneuring? And folks, obviously, when she says green, she means, you know, environmentally friendly, doing whatever can be done. It could, you know, green for you could just be recycling your plastic.
Well, that's part of it. That and the technology, which advances so fast. And it used to be that about the only thing you could do is if your cell phone still worked and you upgraded to a new one, you could take it to an abuse shelter and they could reuse it for a 911
for
women. But now there's so many more things, and it used to be that you had to have such volume in order to be able to recycle, and
mm-hmm.
small home-based businesses and micropreneurs didn't have enough volume, even collectively in most areas, to be able to affordably be able to recycle.
Right.
And now that's happening. That is one
mm-hmm.
little ink cartridge at a time. You can take them in and turn them in and not have an expense for yourself.
We mail our ink cartridges. We have this little this group, and I don't know, I'm not sure who we do it with, but I see our ink cartridges going out in the mail to be recycled.
Right, yes.
And they send it back to us.
They give you free envelopes, no postage. All you have to do is slip them in and send them off.
Yep.
I think those things are just wonderful, and I don't know all the things that are available yet because I haven't gone to this workshop, but I'm looking forward to doing
that. Well, let's don't steal any of that thunder, because I hope you'll bring that back with you when you come back with that.
I certainly will.
So that's good news. You know, Beverly, one of the things that I know you run into all the time and is the fact that a lot of people who are in business don't even know that they're in business. The government estimates that there's as many as 25 million or so small business owners out there, but only about, I'm going to say only about 6 million of those are say like me. They have employees, they file a business tax return, et cetera, et cetera. And so that means about 18 million of those are independent contractors, micropreneurs, home-based business, that kind of thing. But many of those, especially the independent contractors, they don't even think about being a business owner, do they?
That's correct. Yes, absolutely. I have a perfect example of someone who has been so far under the radar, even she didn't know she was under the radar.
She didn't even know there was a radar, did she?
She didn't even know there was a radar. She was just simply making enough money to provide a support for herself.
Right.
I have a young lady who came to me a couple of weeks ago and said...
Everybody hold on to that thought. We're going to
No,
I'll tell you what, go ahead. We got a little more time. Go ahead.
Well, she has been operating a business without knowing it for 13 years, which means she has been making enough money to support herself and now doing so well she wanted to hire others to work with her and came to me for that kind of advice. And I said, okay, we need to form you as a business, dear. She has never filed a business tax return. She has paid her taxes on her money, but as an individual, she has never been able to take any of the appropriate.
She's never done any of the, written off any of the expenses or anything.
Nothing.
Wow.
So she's paid Uncle Sam a lot more than she
a
ever
a lot
needed
more
to.
Than she
yes.
is. She, and you know, she may be able, and I'm sure you probably told her, she may be able to go back for a year or two and recapture some of that.
Yep, she's already talked to the accountant.
It's called an amended return, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. We actually filed her LLC papers yesterday, and it was a very
good for
exciting
you.
Day for her.
Boy, you did a good deed this week, Beverly. I know you do many, but boy, you know what? That makes me, that kind of gives me a little bit of a goosebumps to think about helping that person. I'm proud of you, Beverly. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to learn some more about this story, about this lady who was so far under the radar, she didn't even know there was radar. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling in New York City. That's where I am. I'm broadcasting live from the Big Apple. And my websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check those out. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is where you find the show and all the things that we do here. And askjim.biz is our knowledge base where you get small business answers now. And somebody who's all over both of our websites, has contributed so much to everything that we do over the years. Nobody else compares, ladies and gentlemen, to Beverly Williams, our guest this half hour, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, a book I continue to recommend to you. If you're home-based or want to be, you need this book, 30-Second Commute, wherever books are sold. Beverly, you were talking about this person who, for years, a dozen years or so, has been a business owner providing personal services, but she wasn't thinking of herself as a business owner, and for one, at a minimum, she was missing a lot of tax advantages, wasn't she?
That's exactly right. It was just such a surprise to me, even in this day and age, that someone didn't know that they could be taking off their legitimate business expenses off of their taxes so that they could reduce their taxable income. I think that...
She's been doing her taxes. That's what I want to know. She's been doing them herself?
She must have been.
She must have been. I mean, H&R Block, any of those guys would have said, wait a minute, where's this income coming from?
Mm-hmm. Well, here again, we are not in a metropolitan area.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people who have never left this area.
Garrett County,
Maryland.
Which is the weird little left triangle of Maryland over there.
I don't like that weird.
The people aren't weird, but it's a weird. You got to admit the way the state's shaped is kind of weird.
Yes, it is. Most people think we're part of West Virginia.
Isn't it the part? I think it's the part West Virginia didn't want, isn't it?
Well, now wait a minute. they'd like us now, but no, they can't have us. We're part of Maryland. But it is a rural community that, in a lot of ways, a number of the people here, I don't know what percentage of the population, but a lot more than you'd think, have never left this area. So they're not as worldly. She does not have access to the Internet.
Here
again, we're in a rural area where you can't always get anything except a slow dial-up, although that is changing.
Well, you have high speed.
I do have high speed. I had to fight very hard to get it.
Time. Yeah.
But regardless,
there's no excuse anymore, and I'm glad that you were able to help her. And so folks, the lesson here is, if you're home based and Beverly. Her case is kind of extreme. To go that long without doing anything is pretty extreme, but you know, I think the more typical scenario is somebody who doesn't really know when they're crossing over from experimenting with a business where they got expenses but no income.
Mm-hmm.
Where they actually can say, okay, now I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
But you cross over and you say, okay, now I've actually got some kind of regular income that I can offset these expenses with, the income with the expenses, and so now maybe I'm actually a business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that crossover, isn't it?
That's the crossover time that most people don't recognize.
Out there.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a time. I suggest that people, if they're thinking that they might even be close to that model that we just talked about, to contact your local economic development office and or your community college, find out if there's some entrepreneurship workshops, free seminars, things of that mm-hmm. nature in their area. We do that all the time here. Even still, this young lady didn't know about it, but there are opportunities available for you to learn about what it is you need to know to decide whether or not you are a legitimate business and could be taking some legitimate tax breaks.
And when she says legitimate, she means with enough critical mass in terms of a business going on, business that you're doing,
right.
Enough critical mass that you can actually, you have enough that's worthy of filing a business tax return. And so your accountant can help you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Your attorney can help you to know with the kind of contracts that you're doing, the kind of exposure you're putting your personal estate at risk for in your business. They can tell you when you've crossed over into an area where you know you need to protect your own estate.
And I know
by doing the LLC like you helped her with.
Right. A lot of people hear the word lawyer and immediately think dollar signs, and that's not the case. Please be aware.
It doesn't have to be.
No, you can hire them for a period of time to consult with you and not have to have them on your payroll forever and ever. That's what scares so many people.
Yeah.
They don't get the help that they need because of that. So
Beverly, you know who the best person to ask who's a good small business attorney? An accountant.
Yes, yes.
Those guys work with all of them, and they know which ones are small business friendly, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. They do indeed. And if you don't have an attorney locally that you can ask, talk to a small business owner that's been in business for a while. They can tell you who to go to as well.
Yeah. Hey, Beverly, thank you for bringing all this information to us and for opening our eyes. There still are people out there who don't know that they're business owners. And, folks, does that fit you? Is that your category? Beverly, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot do without her, won't do without her. She's the best. Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Atlanta Rhythm Section to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.